And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Relax in your seat and just take that deep healing breath. Breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul where you feel and know the presence and power of the Almighty. And as you exhale, just release anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this now sacred moment. Any fears or worries, any thoughts of less than, anything on your to-do list, let go of the busyness of this season as you just continue breathing in, breathing out, moving inward, Godward, into that heart space, your Christ center. And now, in this meditative Mary state of mind, claim this Advent season as the rebirth of your awareness of the indwelling Christ. Understand that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, not just in this sanctuary today, but everywhere that you can ever be. There is no place that you can be that God is not. As Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time." The presence of God is with you, within you, always. You are one with the Most High. Contemplate and, like Mary, open your heart, become open and receptive to divine guidance, leading you to your ever-unfolding good. Good for you, good for everyone in the world. Take the love, goodness, and blessed peace into your heart right now. Believe it, cherish it, embrace it. And like Joseph, set the intention to use your angels, your spiritual perceptive powers, to feel and put feet to your prayers, to follow divine guidance, to move into action. And so I invite you now to bring into your mind's eye a prayer request you might have, a deeply held intention, or a goal or dream that has been calling you. Silently and faithfully share this dream in the privacy of your soul with the source of your being. Ask, knowing that you will receive. With the faith of Mary and with the wisdom and spiritual understanding of Joseph, know that you are right here, right now, being guided to fulfill your dream. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. And now let us come together as a greater church community with hearts full of gratitude, knowing in the sure and certain knowledge that when our dreams and goals are inspired by Spirit, when they are for the greater good of ourselves and everyone else, we are always guided to take whatever action is necessary to realize them. For this blessing, for the entire Advent season, we are so grateful. We set the intention of peacefully and joyfully preparing to celebrate the birth of our wayshower, Jesus Christ. And as we do so, we also engage in our inner preparation to allowing the awareness of the Christ consciousness to be reborn in us. We claim this now in the deepest trust, knowing that through the goodness and grace of the eternal Christ, it is already so. And so let's now end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.